Everyone, welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. Today we are talking about The Game. He has a new Abu. Portia is a wanted felon. We gonna catch that Pokemon. And guess... we gonna talk Stevie J's restraining order. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
What's up, everyone? I am so sorry. Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. I'm your host, Ashley Gray. Oh, the gang is here. Corinne Williams.
You call her a Pokemon.
You gotta catch him on.
And DJ Jesse Janity.
What's up? Oh.
So, thanks to Jesse, I did catch my first Pokemon.
She sure did, and she also done caught her first insult of today. Girl, bitch, turn around. Turn around and show the kids what you wearing behind you.
Let
after
me tell
we
you.
Talked about
this. Okay, so, Corinne, do yes. you think that it's okay for girls, if they have, like, a backless dress, to wear a cute bra and for it to show?
First of all.
It's cute.
Yes.
Okay,
see?
Hold up. She's making the story work for her right now.
Okay, what
bitch,
we were...
We was at a party, and there was a girl... for a birthday party wearing a nice dress with her fucking grandma's fucking cattle strap. And it was just like, girl, why?
It was like, it was a thick bra, but it was like lacy and really pretty and frilly.
She's
and it was thick,
a
but
liar. It looked like my grandmother.
Like a Hanes bra.
Like a chastity belt around your chest. And second of all, this bitch wanna come here today with her fucking back out showing with her fucking bra trying to drag my ass.
Look.
I can't.
Is it cute? The girls need some support
it's
on
cute.
Today.
Yes.
Just like y'all need to support Black Lives Matter. Mm. These matter. Hello. Uh-huh. By the way, let's talk about The Game. Do you guys think that is this a new boo? Her name is Krisha Turner. They recently did a video together for Jeremiah, and they look really cute and cozy together. Actually, both of them posted something about one another, and The Game specifically put under his Instagram post, I brag different. So, I mean,
Jonathan,
they make
can you
a
shut
really
the music
cute
off, please?
They make a really
were we
cute couple.
Jamming?
I mean, if he happy,
I think
let
so.
Him have it. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
He done had a TV
Does
show.
Does she know how to braid his hair? Because you know he's rocking them braids now.
Everybody rocking them dang on
Not
braids.
A good look. I'm just saying.
Like, literally. Mm. Everybody.
I don't know.
But you know what I don't like about it? Well, I don't know. How do you feel about the guys who put extensions in to
no,
make their braids?
That's a weird look. I can't. Okay, no,
so,
no, no.
I mean,
because no.
we do it.
All right.
And I can't be
this
in
whole,
an
accessory.
Like, hair
for
lace
women.
Thing for men thing, though.
Yes, just
these
stop.
These bald men that are
just shave for, it
I'm
off,
like,
guys.
Yeah.
Just stop. Okay?
You know what I mean? I was at this party yesterday and I saw this guy and he had a full bald and he was like, you know, I really didn't have a choice. And I was like, well, I appreciate you doing that versus going out here and.
With a lace front. I don't need you sitting under the
looking
hair dryer
like you got a
next
false
to
lawn
me.
On your hair.
Well, because
crazy.
I think like Chris Brown, I think his is extensions because he didn't have no hair.
I mean, I can see extensions are a little different than it's. I can't with the
and then Nick
function.
Cannon.
Oh, he needs to stop.
I'm like, huh?
Nick Cannon looks nice with a nice fade. That's just what you always.
I just
how
say
do you feel
stop.
About Nick Cannon and Chili? Because allegedly they are dating.
That's a rumor.
It's.
I mean, they could be
but
canceled.
When
that's
he
what they said.
When he was questioned about it, he said, "Oh, ask her about the situation." So he didn't deny that they are dating.
Yeah, because he wants to stay relevant in the news. So he's like, oh, okay, here's a little fish.
But even though Chili is legendary, she's not relevant right now. So,
but Nick Cannon is, so why does he doesn't need a
chase
relevant.
Chase that waterfall.
You know what I'm saying? Mariah wasn't.
I mean, Mariah has her new show
stick
coming.
Stick to the
chase that waterfall. All these daggone reeds, honey.
I think that they're a really cute couple. I'm actually, this is like such a huge come up for Nick Cannon because literally, if he was just some random guy on the street, ain't nobody gonna look twice at his skinny butt. Like, I just am not for
cute.
It.
He's cute.
And
cute,
he has
but
a nice
he's not
personality.
Going to be snagging ladies like Mariah and Chili.
Those guys aren't fine. Yeah. They're just nice looking, and then they have a great personality, a great sense of humor.
And a mandingo.
Because where would Jay-Z be?
And a big piece, too.
Okay, because he pulled Mariah and freaking Chili.
And Jay-Z pulled
Beyonce. Could Nick Cannon...
right. But she also was way younger than Chili is currently. She was, what, 20 when they got together?
And I don't think Nick Cannon would have been able to pull Chili in her heyday or Mariah Carey. That's my point.
I know. Nick Cannon was in his heyday
when he got Mariah.
Really?
Let's not forget
talking about Nickelodeon heyday.
Bitch, yeah, he was dating Kim Kardashian. Yeah. He moved on
to
Christina.
Who was she then, though?
A porn star.
She was very likable porn star.
But no, that was before Ray J, though. He had her before Ray J.
Well, then she was under Paris Hilton.
And then he went to, who did he go to? Christina Milian, remember? When she was Kim
Possible.
But she was cute. Like, he had cute girls. Right. My point is, he had cute girls.
Yeah.
Then, in his heyday, he got Mariah. No, he was dating Selena. Supermodel, Salida Ebanks.
I love them
together. And
then
after that...
Wow, he went around.
Yeah, remember, they were engaged.
His thing might stink.
They were engaged, and then they broke up.
Salida Ebanks?
Yes.
And they were gorgeous together.
Well, I don't know about gorgeous, but she was. She's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
And then after that, like the divorce, not the divorce, but their relationship ended promptly, and then he got with Mimi.
I mean, that's a nice roster.
I'm just saying, he's been around. And then we're not forgetting regular thoughts. No. Regular old hoochies walking around these streets.
Well, let's stick to the waterfalls.
Since
we're talking about Throwback Thursday booze, Tatiana Ali popped up again because apparently she's suing Warner Brothers because she says that The Real was her idea. In 2012, she pitched a reality-based talk show. Mm. Female celebrity hosts in their 20s and 30s, they said they weren't interested. Then 6 months later, The Real premiered.
And here comes Lonnie.
Well, who's in their 20s on that show? Who's in their 30s?
Adrian? No,
Jeannie?
She might be pushing 40, though. No, no shade.
Who's pushing 40?
Nobody.
Adrian?
She is in her 30s.
Come on.
Early
Rob
30s.
Isn't in his 40s.
The only one who...
She used to date Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
He ain't in his 40s.
What is he, like, early? Like,
I think he's early 30s. I think he's like 31 or late 30s, late 20s. Who knows? Okay, so Adrian, okay.
So Adrian's in her 30s. Jeannie Mai is in her 30s.
Is she? Because you know that she might be 50. She 80.
Tamara is in her 30s. And Lonnie Love is the only one that's in her 40s. And when Tamar was on there, she was, what, like 39? Mm. Or she is 39.
Speaking of Tamar, is her and Vince getting a divorce?
Yeah,
because word on the street is that Tay Tay Boo cheated on Vince. Vince hired a private detective to find out if indeed Tay Tay was cheating. But then Tamar recently posted a video on Instagram and her Snapchat of them together. Tamar, you don't need to be cheating on nobody because I doubt she can find somebody that's going to cater to her like Vince does.
Tamar can find that.
Can she?
I think she can. Yeah.
Like Vince does, though?
Yeah.
I mean, to put up with her. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, I was talking... I was talking to Courtney the other day, and we were like, wow, you know, like, Eve has it really good. Like... She comes in and out when she wants to do fashion.
Linda,
when
that's
she wants
my goal. While y'all always be talking about me, bitch, watch.
You gotta go across the pond, honey.
Do.
But you
also
Mr. Gumball.
Okay, but yeah, I can't.
Love me some gumballs, girl.
I can't picture Tamar having a man like that because I feel like she would just be doing the most. Like Vince,
the most.
I don't know what how he can put up with her half the time.
But I don't think that Tamar is always on like that. Because even watching the video, she was like really loud. But then when she got to him, she was like, "Do you think my top is inappropriate?" Like she like calmed her voice down.
Well,
and I noticed
show.
That I picked up on it. But I think it's all publicity for her reality show, though. Like I don't think that they're getting a divorce. They done pulled a Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Exactly. Things in the media so that we can sit here and do what we're doing now. Talking about
but it's not that interesting. It's not as good as Jay-Z and Beyonce's was. I'm just like, I mean, Tamar, we don't care who you sleeping with. I don't want to see that visually. And I definitely don't want to see Vince and all that visually. It's too hot.
It's too many visuals.
It's too hot. All that sweat, that's like
you
gallons.
Mean not hot in a good way,
no.
But like, ew hot?
Ew.
Like, I can't.
I researched it, and I can't. Honey, Stevie J.
Honey, this is one that we can't with. Okay, so Stevie J of Love and Hip Hop. Atlanta and Jocelyn Hernandez are back at it again. So Jocelyn Hernandez, honey, takes to her social media and she says, this is a loose quote, people. You fantasize about sleeping with your own daughters. Should I tell them that? Question mark. Should I take a detector test on that too? Question mark. Trust me and believe you will never see your kid. Dot, dot, dot. You're weak. You're a kid. You're a kid abuser. That's what it says.
I mean, is she even pregnant? She's Let's just crazy. Go there. Is she or did she eat too much? Was it Thanksgiving for her that day? I'm just really confused about that.
I mean, my thing is like, I definitely see them having unprotected sex.
Anyway, let me just finish. So then, Jocelyn Hernandez goes and she tweets at Oprah. No, okay, like, Oprah doesn't have better things to do. Oprah probably don't even know who you are, child.
She done blocked
She
her,
says, at Oprah, let me come tell you my story. Sick men have to be put under the jail where there is Lil girls involved. This is her, not me, saying this. Sick devil me should under... That's what it says.
Girl, go to bed.
If you go and tweet Oprah and tweet her with a complete
Please
sentences.
Have somebody proofread that. But nonetheless, so Stevie J, you know, got wind of all of this. So what he did was he went ahead to the courts and he put a restraining order against her because of these alleged allegations of him sexually abusing his daughter that he shares with Mimi.
Well, didn't Mimi come out with a statement saying that this never happened?
Yeah,
Stevie
she
J.
said it's false. He's a good dad, etc. But Jocelyn Hernandez is alluding to that Mimi's own blood niece is saying that, you know, this is true about Stevie.
Well, why would you lay down and have a kid with a child molester?
Well,
like, did this just come out all of a sudden?
Exactly.
Or did you know this previously? Because you are just put her in under the jail cell or however she wanted to say it to.
Just my thing is, like, I'm watching this season, obviously, right? And we see her Monday to Monday to Monday planting seeds. That's all she's doing. She's really stirring up the pot. And
right.
She,
honey, and now he done planted a seed
and
up
in
you.
And now he done planted a seed. And
have you guys ever seen Rosemary's Baby?
I just hope he's not... You are not the father, I hope, because this is going to be hell for him.
She's not even pregnant. All of a sudden, she's pregnant.
She
and all of a sudden... in her voice, I love the baby. Oh, my God, baby. Bitch, she was never pregnant.
I wonder...
I so think bad. She is.
I hope
you think?
She can, I pray that she is pregnant, you know? I hope she has that... I hope she's capable of having that type of a miracle. Because I question.
I'm just nervous if she really is.
Is like the baby going to slide
the
out?
The mental state of,
it's so loose.
Of the child.
No, well, first of all, Stevie would get that child. Which is even scary.
I'm talking about the mental. So, you know, he has all these kids. So the actual mental state, like, you know, you are your parents, essentially, you know, because of what they instill in you.
Crazy.
And the things that, your environment. I just feel like this baby going to come out. Yeah, my Sunday.
She ain't pregnant. I don't believe it.
I hope
it.
Not.
But in the Love and Hip Hop world, the tea, there was some
love
tea. Erica Dixon posted.
Oh, honey, I saw that. Go ahead.
She posted a video basically confused.
Clapping back.
Confused.
Clapping back.
The thing is like, my thing is because like Imani, like if Imani have a friend and, you know, she don't fuck with the other friend, like she's still going to respect her as a woman. So basically the tea is that Erica Dixon is upset with Tammy Walker's ex because... You know, she's friends with Bambi.
They're besties.
Besties. And Erica feels like, I have no beef with Tammy, so Tammy should be friends with me, too. Tammy posted a video, basically.
Oh,
like,
the Bonnet Chronicles?
No, not
no.
Tammy Roman.
Oh, my bad.
Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka. What's Tammy's last name?
Oh, her.
Yeah. So she posted a video.
I love the Bonnet Chronicles, girl.
You know, the Bonnet Chronicles.
Yes! Are-
We need to get her in here to do the Bonnet Chronicle.
In her bonnet.
Mm-hmm. But so Tammy posted a video basically like, bonnet, my thing is like, if me and Corinne are best friends and like, I don't like Ashley and Ashley doesn't like me, Corinne can't like be friends with Ashley because
How
she's
old
my
are
best
they?
Friend.
Are they in elementary school right now?
They're reality TV
They're
stars.
Also on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Right.
I think like, Ayala just needs to come and fix everybody's life.
Mm. They might
I
beat her up.
Yeah.
They're not taking Ayala.
Ayala will work.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what this cast, honey.
No, I mean, like, work. What? She'll fight them, too, and win. She
There's
look
a lot
a little
of them.
Hood.
There's a lot of them.
I don't know. I think it, I saw that video and I was like, what the heck? Like, are we really doing this?
And Tammy's so petty with her video.
She is, but...
And Erica, I'm like, you're above this. Like, why even...
Erica, you're so above this. You're not even on the show anymore. You shouldn't even care. It shouldn't even matter to you. That's number one. Number two, Tam Tam. Girl, you shouldn't even have responded because you're always talking about you're not like this. You're, you know, you're a woman and we need to embrace each other and uplift each other and all that jazz. But you just fell right into that trap. Number three, I have to say I am kind of petty. I'm with Tammy, though, because if you're my friend, then we not friends with the person I don't like.
Like, she was like, I mean, you're cute. I mean, but I feel you. I'm similar to that.
Like, if I have to do business, if I don't either.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm not.
Ashley, shut up.
I mean, it's a case by case kind of situation.
It is case by case, but like,
if you're my best friend.
Because even like, you know what I mean? Like, I would judge y'all if you hung out with certain people. I'd be like,
yeah,
I would be like, oh,
like if you was over on the political show, I'd be like, bitch, why you just left Reality Check back then? Like, damn.
IJS, but I mean, Waka Flocka and Tammy are allegedly back together.
Yeah,
and she's allegedly pregnant.
Congratulations, good for her, because you know that's all she's wanted. That's probably why they're back
together. I just hope he stops cheating.
Well, wait a minute. Speaking that's the thing. Of
so you
baby
getting back together? Wait, you getting back together? Wait,
you, I can't.
You getting back together with him? Is he getting back together with you because now you're pregnant? And is that going to heal things? Is that going to fix things? Or is that a Band-Aid for right now?
Let's talk about
it's Fetty. A Band-Aid. Maybe his mother got him because, you know, oh. when they were crying, she was crying. It hurt her heart. And he's like a
we
mother's
need a baby.
he was a like, baby she was like, this is the plan. Listen, impregnate her. I'll handle the rest.
Well, look, you can't take Deb's plan seriously anymore ever since she started wearing her hair like that.
You know what? She reminded me of Storm's mother.
The wet barrel
on
girls.
X-Men.
What about Fetty Wap and what he recently said probably about a week ago?
About it was a like, week ago.
Hashtag all lives matter. My kids are mixed. Where?
Go to sleep.
Because your kids look black to me.
Where? Girl.
Your kid isn't Masika...
I'm like, oh, they drook him on social media.
They did, and I was like,
and these are the black hands clapping, the black emojis. Because I can't.
And I won't.
And I refuse to even think about this anymore.
All right, you black, just... Fetty.
Right.
At the end of the day, you and that eye, you're black.
Both of them eyes are black.
Michelle talking about dope black
what about Christina Milian?
I
just recently said something
of Chrisette like, Michelle.
I was a fan of Christina.
What did she say?
With her kinky hair.
Wait,
you know
pause,
when we
wait.
Saw her, she was looking a hot mess.
Chrisette Michelle
girl,
was
can wait, we hear the story
Christina
on my back.
Milian.
I saw her in Lemonade.
And wait. Her she and what was she looking like?
I was like
a straight Negro with the baby hair.
Wait, so what did she
Hello?
Say? What did she say? What did she say?
All lives matter. Of course all lives motherfucking matter. Duh. Bitch, that ain't what we talking about right now. Hashtag that.
Wait,
Negro.
What did homegirl
do? Oh, girl, I can't with this one. Okay, so basically, Chrisette Michelle took to social media, her platform, and she just was saying, you know how everyone is banding together and protesting and doing these marches and want to start boycotting certain retailers month by month by month and wants us to put our monies
into
in
black banks,
etc. She says that it's basically stupid and it's a mute point. And this is a very loose quote. And she was like, that's not going to change the problem. We need to be concentrating our efforts on other things. Black people can now go to school.
Girl,
we can
you shop are at, the problem.
We can shop at the places we want to, and this isn't the solution. At the end of the day,
yeah.
It just, you know, it just disgusts me as a black woman. You have a platform and you have followers. Mm. And the thing is, you want to sit here, think.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
You want to sit... You know, you just want to sit here and just go against everything that this whole movement is trying to do and shape, all because you want the money. Go to sleep.
Yeah, well, wait, and you know who else need to go to sleep?
Who?
Y'all ain't even ready for this. You hear ASAP Rocky.
What?
Do you ever feel like you're being forced to address...
Oh, yes. I just... No, I just read that.
Well, let me just read this and then go. Relax. Y'all just take it 30 seconds each. They're not forcing me to do shit. I'm just going to stay black and die. Why? Because I'm black. So every time something happens, because I'm black, I got to stand up. What the fuck? Am I L Sharpton now? I'm ASAP Rocky. I did not sign up to be no political activist. I want to talk about my motherfucking Lee, my best friend dying, and the girls that come in and out my life. The jiggy fashion that I wear. And my new inspirations and drugs.
And your Harriet Tubman slave braids.
I don't want to talk about Ferguson and shit because I don't live over there. I live in fucking Soho and Beverly Hills.
And you think that it can't happen to you?
I'm in the studio. I'm in these fashion studios. I'm in these bitches' drawers. I'm not doing anything outside that. That's my life.
You know what, Wendy Williams?
Don't want you.
Go ahead and get him to produce the next biopic of Harriet Tubman because, Corinne, you nailed it on the head. Bitch, you look like a slave all day and all night, and you got the audacity.
All my life I had to fight.
And he looked like he'd been fighting all his life. The least you can do is put some oil in them braids. The least you can do. And then he wanted to talk about all I want to talk about is drugs and leans and girls.
Well, first of all, no one is taking you serious and no one is putting you on a platform to speak for the black community or any type of community here and after.
Like,
and
shame on his publicist for allowing him to say some bullcrap like that. And it is just ridiculous that people do not understand.
You're ignorant.
Just so ignorant.
So Jesse Williams' speech that he did so profoundly at the BET Awards 2016.
Honey.
Obviously fell on deaf ears, Jesse. I'm going to need you to go ahead and get on the corners and cut these CDs. Tell him $5.
He was on drugs $5. When he was saying it. I mean, he didn't.
No one is asking his opinion about this because this is from the same black man who disrespected black women.
That's why I'm like, who really?
Rolling out
asked that question. I can't. Like, why? Like, really?
I mean, but I'm happy that Rolling Out addressed that because now I know to side-eye that Negro.
I don't buy your music anyway.
I don't even listen to it on YouTube for free. I know one song
that you have, and it's Drake, 2 Chainz, like a whole bunch of. I love that. That's my problem. That one, is he in that one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. See, I don't like you, and I don't like your hair braider either.
No. Speaking of washed up rappers, is Tyga and Kylie engaged?
She just washed up.
I'm confused. Okay, so this was a while ago. So Kylie posted a picture on Instagram of her, you know, it's a cry for attention. She had a ring on her engagement finger, and then she posted and deleted. And then she put up another one where you could not see her hands. These people are so desperate. And then,
have his moment.
But the Shade Room posted it, and everyone, all of the comments, I tagged you guys in the comments. No one cared. They're just like, oh, I'm going to have Cheetos for a snack. Yeah. Or I love Kool-Aid. Or, you know, it was really funny. Go to the Shade Room on Instagram to check out that. But now, all of a sudden, they are engaged. Kylie put up a tweeted out, oh, you know, these rumors are so ridiculous. No, we're not engaged. What rumor? That you created yourself? Because no one was checking for that. Nobody. And do you guys find it interesting that the Kardashians are now all of a sudden taking pictures of what these, like, just like ordinary people?
We're just ordinary people.
No, like, seriously. Like,
us?
Yeah. Like, they were, Kim Kardashian and I think Kendall were at this event in New York. And there was just, like, so many pictures of them just with whoever attended.
They posted this on Instagram?
Well, did you see?
No, just like random people were posting it. And like if you go to like the hashtag, it was a Revolve event.
Yeah.
If you go to that hashtag, you will see like they were just taking pictures with everyone. So it wasn't like the regular, oh no, like it's okay. No, they want traction because no one, you are falling off the grid, my friend.
Well, it's Rob's turn to win. But side note, did you guys see Kevin Hart's Snapchat when he posted about being at Kim Kardashian's house? He,
with
his fiancé, and his two kids from his previous marriage. Yes. Terrence J was there. I guess his girlfriend. And
who's Terrence J's girlfriend?
I don't know. Some girl.
What's she look like? Is she cute? I'm so nosy.
I'm thinking that it's his girlfriend. They were sitting right next to you. Nonetheless.
Okay.
But was she cute?
She cooked some. Yeah, she was cute. Okay. She cooked some soul food.
Did she?
Who did?
Because you everybody know, said it was on slap.
Not according to Kevin Hart's daughter, who was sitting right next to Kevin when he was doing the little fake video. It was tough. She was like. She couldn't chew it. She didn't look enthused. I said, girl, I feel you. Your daddy lying.
First of all, so, like, Kim Kardashian physically deep-fried the chicken? Like,
she's a liar. Remember how they lied about some pumpkin pie?
She
cooked all
greens, mac and cheese. Let me tell you what's on the plate. Greens, mac and cheese. She said a sweet potato souffle and some fried chicken.
They're
and
lying.
Cornbread.
Sweetie Pie
and
said
Terrence
that.
And Terrence J was like, this is so good. I'm about to go get seconds. Just go on Kevin Hart's Snapchat and watch the daggone video.
But I just feel
I watched
like,
it twice.
I feel like, but then, oh, some people just suck up to other people, other celebrities because they just want to look
Kanye
good.
Kanye was sitting there, please.
Of course he was.
I mean, she is Armenian. They do know how to season some good food. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't know about that. I just can't visualize her cook. That's a lot of food.
Did
to
you
cook.
Use Lawry's? What if you don't know how to season? Because I don't want no salt and pepper.
Girl, I use
maybe
Johnny's,
she
looks
like she use adobo.
I would try that because I love mac and cheese.
I make a bomb mac and cheese. That's fine.
Jesse, okay.
Not
I believe
crafts.
You.
Surely not. From scratch.
And how many cheeses do you put
in
there?
Well, it depends on my coin.
What
that
kind
week.
Is it? Sharp cheddar?
Yeah, is it sharp?
Is it short?
Sure is. It's sharp cheddar. I get some Gouda. I get a whole bunch of
Gouda.
Different
Gouda.
Types of
cheese. No, that's where you lost me. That's white people stuff. I Gouda. Bitch, can I get some Kraft?
She's telling on herself. This bitch be mixing it in. She be mixing it in with the Kraft.
And it be good, too. Because sometimes you ain't got all the coins to get the good stuff.
Well, that until you get that Velveeta one though, because you just put that.
And on your edge, are the corners a little
yes,
bit burnt.
Brown?
I like a little
yes.
brown.
With
those
that,
be
with
the
that.
Best. Do you put like, carnation milk on the top though?
You gotta have
if
that.
If you don't do carnation milk,
do
evaporate
half,
it. If you don't got it,
half and half.
I don't want it. I'm gonna spit it up.
And I also
and then put some white pepper on it. Don't do the black because it makes it look a little crazy.
Yes,
white
you gotta
pepper.
Like put layers. Like we do layers and then we do that. But on top, we do the white pepper.
And then on top, you gotta put that extra cheese.
Extra
just
cheese.
Lay it
but
that
also,
bitch.
If you want the extra crisp on top, you take some Cheez-Its and you crunch
no.
them up. I promise.
You
I
lost
promise.
Me.
You, I promise. You can ask Courtney. Courtney and Queen, they were scared and that they
Cheez-Its?
Mm-hmm.
I won't be
I
doing
promise.
That.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
I promise.
I'll make my own. I believe you.
That's fine. You can stay at home too, girl.
I will.
And Ashley come in and be
I
like.
I will not be coming with your
cheese. That mac and cheese, though?
That mac and cheese it mac and cheese.
Sure was.
You know, Ashley turning anyway, child. She's ready for a white man, so she's like, oh, this is amazing. This is what they
oh
eat.
My gosh.
This is so good.
Honey, just give me a gumball for Thanksgiving.
Child, give me 5,000.
I'll just eat it.
Child.
I'll butter that turkey. We don't need anything but butter. I'll make that friggin' string bean casserole.
Stuffing. Green bean.
I'm ready. Anyway, what about Shawnee? What's going on with this girl? I mean,
so Basketball Wives, I hope y'all have set your DVRs because I am ready to watch this season. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be epic.
I missed the world premiere tomorrow.
Nonetheless, you're so crazy. Shawnee O'Neal versus Brandy. So basically,
I
y'all
like
remember.
Brandy. I just, it's her story that gets me.
Did you watch last season? All last season.
But it's just, okay, I understand.
I'm just.
What new show is Megan going to be on?
Allegedly, she'll be on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
I like Megan, too.
Hollywood or
excuse
Texas.
Me, Houston.
Houston, yeah.
Yeah. Nonetheless, so, Shawnee O'Neal.
Her edge is going to be sweated out. It's too hot down there.
Well, she's from there.
That's why
they're.
Never mind.
sorry. Y'all are dumb. Anyway, so Shami O'Neal versus Brandy. As you know, last season, the two of them could not just get along because Brandy was loosely too sensitive for Shani's style. Mm-hmm. So basically, when it was time for contracts to be signed and handed out, Shami was like, bullshit, you not coming back. But the producer, some of the other executive producers of the show were like, Shani, let's not be petty. We need Brandy. And Shani was like, actually, we don't need Brandy. I'm good without Brandy. And so she is quoted as saying VH1 had to step in on this because I was like, I don't want to rock with her. I don't care what y'all got to do. Get us out of that contract. But after sitting down, I had to put on my professional hat. But the Shani did not want her. Trust me.
VH1 said, look, boo, we know what you think you run here.
Right.
But
exactly.
We letting you keep your Shani O'Neal name on the EP side. But nonetheless, so Brandy will be back for all of you Brandy Maxil fans in
the
house.
That's crazy. They think she spices it up like that.
I am surprised because she really doesn't, though.
That's embarrassing for Shani. Like, you lost it you against Brandy in VH1. Like, VH1 was like, no, we want her.
But the thing is, like, they have that Angel girl coming back, and I don't think that she didn't have a great storyline. She's kind of boring. She walks away from every type of confrontation that comes her way, and then she says underhanded things to people. Like last season when she said that thing to Megan about her abortion. That was not so nice, yeah. Angel.
Well, make sure you guys check us out over on our sister network, AfterBuzz TV, because we'll be talking about it tomorrow.
Demar.
Join us in the live chat. Let's get it turned up. You know what I'm saying?
At 5? What time? 5? Right. At 5.
You know what I mean? Sometimes.
Yeah.
They'll let us know.
IJS. Just follow Jesse. He'll tell you.
So before we go, why is Portia about to be in jail?
So y'all remember at the reunion when the cameras actually showed a little snippet of her beating up her friend / mm-hmm. business manager? Yeah. Okay, Jamie Ziegler or whatever her last name is. So basically her friend, or I guess it's her ex-friend now, she went to Fulton County in Georgia, and she basically filed a warrant application. Mm-hmm. And basically what that is, it's when a non-law enforcement person wants to have someone arrested for a misdemeanor. So basically she wants payback from Portia beating her up.
But isn't it like too late?
I don't think so.
Yeah, like after a certain amount, or maybe this now is the time.
Is the time, and they said that.
Because it is a certain amount of time. Yeah. It's like, okay, girl.
Well, nonetheless, Portia has until July 22nd to come to some type of reconciliation with her, i.e. pay her, or she has to be forced to get seen by the judge.
Portia can get you a spot on the show.
Yeah, who knows? And allegedly, like, they're saying that this Jamie person has sufficient evidence to bring Portia all the way down.
And just nothing could like stop her. She's really like getting to a point of like just being comfortable and, you know, success. You need to pay her off, Portia, because
She should have just beat her up good one time. don't you say nothing.
Do you guys have any reality extra checks?
I mean, I was gonna do the ASAP Rocky one, but my other one would be this fucking motherfucking Pokemon Go, y'all. I have it downloaded on my phone. We went to a party the other day. I made her download it.
He made me download it.
And across this part from the party was a park, and there were all these motherfuckers in it. And it's so funny. We was driving down Hollywood Boulevard yesterday, and you would just see people, and I would put my window down and be like, "Who you catching?" And then they would like look over at me and be like,
"Are you serious?"
And they would tell me, they'd be like, "I ride you." This is really taking over the world. But I'm like indifferent to it because I'm like, it's crazy, but it's also like, you really just be seeing people out. Like, I talked to three people, you know, just walking down the street because of that.
Like, can
is
you
it
tell?
Bringing people together?
Can you tell when they're on their phone? Like, you're like, oh my God, they must be on that app.
Yeah, the way people like be on it, you can kind of. Because you'll see someone be like this. And you know that they're trying to catch something.
I think that it's okay as long as you're with people. Like, I don't think that it's safe if you're just by yourself walking around because you're so focused. You lose, like, what's going on around you, and something can happen easily.
Yeah.
So unless you're in a group, I'm not for it. This is not as dangerous. So like some girl got ran over. Wait, that's not. See, yeah, I'm so like, insensitive.
No, because
it was her fault. Like
you, she was in the intersection. Like you were like oh, so into your phone.
But my thing is like you, whoever's like getting affected by like it's not that intense of a fucking game. Like,
some people get into it.
I know, but there's not even a lot of stuff for you to really be doing in it. Like it's only like when the Pokemon comes to you. So I'm just like, who's really be at their phone like? Bitch, like, pay attention to the real world. When it vibrates, that means there's a Pokemon. Then you bring it to your attention, and you fucking do whatever you gotta do. Like, bitch, how'd you get hit by the car? You stupid.
So I'm gonna reality check it just because I think it's reality fun. Check.
I think it's fun, and too. We're gonna get Corinne on it.
Yeah.
Get her a real cute
I'm a reality
one.
Nothing.
Yeah, just get you a real cute little Pokemon outfit. I'll hook my little avatar up. She's real cute. that was like the most fun for me. Like, just it took me like 15 minutes just to pick out her outfit.
So,
and
the
her
whole
hair
time
color.
When y'all were at this party, y'all were just ignore yep. the party and what?
No, because everyone at the party was into it too. They were all afraid, but I didn't give a shit.
Literally,
I was on my phone
when
live.
We were when I was about to leave, two guys were like, "Do you want to just go to the park and like look for Pokemon before we go?" And I'm like,
"That's kind of weird."
It's I
weird,
know. I literally, I was like, "I'm gonna just go home."
But
it was
it's
like
because it's like different actual location.
I'm like,
"What did you at the park?" Like, hey girl,
I'm gonna go ahead and go home.
And that is unsafe too, because it's also like at nighttime you can get different types of Pokemon, so it makes people want to go out at night. But it's like, bitch, you don't want to be in a fucking park by yourself
at no. 1 o'clock in the
no,
morning.
No, I don't care if you're a woman or a man. It's just not a safe. And do not do it. I want to talk about Wendy Williams getting her wig
ooh,
snatched
baby.
late.
Roll up, that's my frap.
Like, I cannot believe...
Black hands.
I cannot believe that Wendy Williams had the nerve to show
come on,
out...
Come on, come on.
...and say come on, hands. Those despicable... Corinne, take this away, girl, because I'm starting to sweat. All my edges is coming up, girl. I just can't do this. I'm just upset right now.
Like, your eyes look like Wendy's eyes because when Roland came on that show,
she
must have
nothing.
Cried. Because yep.
she needed to get drunk in the dirt, in the mug on a Saturday morning while storming outside and get caught up in a tornado and her wig fall off, honey. I can't believe when she lost a viewer. I lost so much respect for her. She disappointed me as a person of color. I said, how dare you say something like that? I'm all about having personal opinions and I appreciate it. But when you make that... Ooh, I gotta go pray. Because I'm upset. I'm gonna say something that is not good.
Nonetheless, shout out to Roland Martin yes. who did go on the show. And
educate her.
He educated that whole audience.
Yes.
Damn. I was like, yes, Brother Roland. He really did. And I appreciate that. Wendy, I don't know what was going through her head, but the way she looked was completely different than how she has looked when any other guests came
on
the show.
That was the most shook we have seen Wendy.
Or maybe she just was like, I'm going to be quiet because I'm not going to win this battle.
Well, absolutely not.
But I just wish I wish it was more conversational.
Why?
Because I think what she said, I think that there is a group of people, a large group of people out there who think like her.
Yeah,
so
ignorant.
Instead of having Roland stand there and talk to...
My mind's blown. Like, all over again. Like, it's just common sense. It's not anything to argue. It's common sense. And HBCUs do not say, oh, wait, you're white. You cannot be accepted
right.
into this university, right. white man. White boy? No. But white universities did that just because of the color of my
skin.
So
we had to make our own.
It's common
Thank
sense.
You.
But I wish that they had a conversation. I wish it was more back and forth. I wish he was speaking to her because I felt like he was just she brought on the show to just say the facts and she didn't really have to eat her
Well, because
book.
She would get shut down.
I know, but right. I wanted
But she's
that.
Not ready for that. Like, what? Wendy Strong
that's
suit is
me.
Pop culture. Right. Wendy Strong suit is trying to read somebody down.
But that's why is she talking about HBCU?
I feel that she lacks when it comes to, and I'm not saying that she, I think that she is highly intelligent, but I think that she lacks when it comes to real life situations because she has nothing to draw from.
So you don't think she's
from.
Catering also to a white audience too?
She can't.
Bit?
How can she?
She's
her,
way
her
too
viewership
urban.
Viewership is what?
It's us. But one thing I would have loved to see is a panel.
You think a white woman in their 40s?
I feel like she's got a pretty balanced, yeah.
I think I she does have a balanced
these
audience.
Suburban moms be like, Wendy's so funny.
I would have loved to see a panel of HBCU alumnus on her show. And I would have loved
girl, that, yeah.
But I would have loved
HBCU talk has ended for the Wendy Williams show. Yeah. There will be no more political talk on that show.
Good.
It was just great. So, Wendy, next time, just think before you speak.
Roland should have walked out with a line of
right.
Like,
hey, Wendy, what's good?
Right.
Yeah, so shout out, y'all. That's my frat. Hey.
I am really, like, I loved that episode. But Wendy, I'm very disappointed. And I looked up to her. Like, I literally love me some Wendy. Because she is so controversial and because she says what she means. But when it comes to pop culture. Like,
that's
you gave Kim a real dirty read.
That's why I'm saying her strong suit is in pop culture. Because she says the things that we think but might be too shame or afraid to say.
Right.
But she got her hand handed to her. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Moving on, we're going to reality X her in her lace fronts.
Oh, shit.
We're done.
Did you really run
like
A$AP Rocky for
I said it.
I still like her. I feel that everyone's misspeaks from time to time. I still support. She is still a black woman on TV doing great things in the daytime talk world. So shout out.
She took this. She took hold of it. She took hold of it like the next day. Like it wasn't like she let
she had to.
I mean, yeah.
Because
but,
she would have lost a lot of viewers.
Roland read her the very next day on his show, TV One, that I do watch as I'm getting ready for work in the morning. See,
I love me some Roland. They need to bring
like
him mainstream.
He was like, Rita, tabloid.
Right.
Maybe this situation will help, though. Elevate him and bring him to daytime talk.
Well, he's had a few stints and things did not work out well for him. Bad attitude, Roland. a few other things that were not so positive about you. Nonetheless, we're not taking away from your intelligence. Okay.
Smart guy.
Smart guy.
Smart guy.
Smart guy. He's a smart. Don't be trying to direct us.
Right.
I mean,
okay. Like, comment down.
Did y'all?
Michelle.
Actually, girl.
No, you're not eating. Michelle is fabulous. You're
she
Farrah.
Is. I love
you're no, Farrah. Not Farrah.
Girl, bye. Who runs the show?
Not you.
Girl.
Not you.
Okay. We gonna let Corinne.
Corinne, do you have any rally extra check before we close out?
Yeah, I can't with this one. No. Okay. Nah.
Girl, all right, where how to get away with murder hair? I can't stop.
Okay, with that tickler that she done used last night. So nasty.
Show enough, show do.
I am at Corinne W. Don't touch me with that.
It's like Ernest and Mama B.
That is disgusting. That is so nasty.
Just where can everyone find you?
Everyone, DJ Jesse J.
And everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV on Twitter,
and
Instagram.
And check out Basketball Wives tomorrow.
Dang, can I get out my shot? And also check out Stranger Things on Netflix. Right. And then once you are done watching that, go to AfterBuzz TV and check out the official after show. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Peace. From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.